Joining me this afternoon on Valley at Noon, I'm pleased to welcome Michael Howie, who is with the Association for Protection of Fur-Bearing Animals. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm just going over a rather scathing press release you sent me the other day, which condemns, in pretty well no uncertain terms, the ongoing, especially the mink industry here in Nova Scotia. I'm sure there'll be some people up in arms, considering it's a $140 million industry here.
Very well may hit some people the wrong way.
Okay, that sounds a little diplomatic. We should back up here and say the subject of the press release was that a government program to make loan repayments was extended, especially for this industry, and that's what you objected to.
Absolutely. The advance payment program was created to support farmers who are providing for Canadians. So in a very brief example, if a farmer is going to make $1,000 over the course of 5 years, that's not going to be $200 each year. It might be $50 one year, $250 the next, $100 the next, because the simple conditions of the market. And the important thing is to keep the farmers producing. It's really vital to the backbone of our economy. However, fur farmers are also being given the advantages of this program, which is what we take issue with, because fur is not something that Canadians are consuming. It's not something that's keeping economies going in Canada. This is a commodity product that is making a few people a lot of money, which is then being sent overseas. Now that the overseas demand is diminishing greatly, we're seeing a plummet in the prices and the values of these pelts. For example, in Denmark, who is the highest volume producer of mink pelts in the world, they saw a price drop of up to 60% this year. Now, if any other industry had a price drop of 60%, that industry would simply go under. But fur farms are being given all of these advance payment program escape routes. They're being given extension on their loans. So we are taking a very strong stance against this, saying that our government needs to recognize that not every business needs to stay in business.
So what would you say to one of the, say, very big in Digby County here, which I'm sure you're aware of, what would you say to one of these mink farmers who's trying to make a living?
I would ask them to consider another industry. While Nova Scotia has certainly had its ups and downs, there are industries that are doing quite well. For example, the wine and grape industry. I'm looking at a report right now that shows in Nova Scotia alone, it generated $196 million into the economy. That's a total revenue of $165 million and 854 local jobs.
You certainly don't have to sell me on the quality and quantity of Nova Scotia wines.
Absolutely. And when you look at it, the other thing that's fascinating is not only is it creating local jobs, local revenues, and so on, something that the fur industry claims it does, but we're really yet to see, it also has increased tourism. And I must say, I was there last year for a visit, and it is amongst the most beautiful parts of this country I've ever seen.
Okay, well, that'll certainly make everybody feel better. So we certainly welcome you to come back anytime. And thanks so much for taking a moment to discuss this very important issue.
Thank you.
All right, have a great afternoon.
You as well.
Bye for now.